All right, continuing now. Man, this whole thing about Hillary Clinton calling Tulsi Gabbard a Russian asset, I just love this. I keep coming back to it. I keep reading about it. I'm like, really? Is she trolling or is she just getting ready to jump in the race for president? Seems to me she's getting ready to jump in the race for president. Been talking about that for a long time here on the program. Steve Bannon, the first one to suggest it here a while back now, when Steve Bannon was last in the program talking about Hillary Clinton going to jump in this race. Seems that Mr. Bannon was right. Seems he was. But this whole attack on Tulsi Gabbard and Jill Stein, just like the attacks on Donald Trump. Oh, they're Russian. Russian! Russia! Yeah, whatever. But Hillary, man. Even CNN getting in on the fun of all of this. Let's go with bite number three, CNN making fun of Hillary Clinton's. Bite three, go.
In those same comments, Hillary Clinton blames Jill Stein for her loss, which is ridiculous. I don't know if Jill Stein or the Russians made Hillary not campaign in Michigan, Wisconsin. And here she has sour grapes over Tulsi Gabbard backing her primary rival, Bernie Sanders. I mean, it is truly disgusting and absurd to smear an American veteran, a member of Congress, a presidential candidate, as a Russian asset and say specifically that they are grooming her baselessly to throw out such a wild accusation. It's pretty disgusting.
This is interesting, Crystal, because, I mean, as we said, you were a Hillary Clinton supporter and you're disgusted by what she's doing. Do you think that Tulsi Gabbard deserves any criticism for some of her positions?
I mean, in fairness, I was actually a Sanders supporter in the primary, just to be clear
okay, thank
your
you
audience.
For that.
Yeah. Look, I'm not here to defend every single thing that Tulsi Gabbard has done or said, but I think what this shows is the insanity of seeing Russia around every single corner that has gripped some of the conspiratorial parts of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, Russia's around every corner. Russia everywhere. Russia! Yeah, even CNN can't help themselves by saying, are you people out of your minds? Have you people lost your minds completely? It appears maybe it's possible. At any rate, the president had a cabinet meeting yesterday. He didn't lose his mind. He just said, man, the Democrats have failing policies. And they're vicious. And they don't have anything else to go with except impeachment. So that's what they're focused on, because what else do they have to offer? And ask yourself, is it well, let's go back to CNN for a second. When it comes to Medicare for All, Senator Michael Bennett running for president, said there's just no factual basis for it. You can't afford it. What's happened to CNN? They keep showing flares of journalism every few minutes. Senator Bennett on CNN, it's bite number one. I want to back up to bite number one. Go.
Everybody except Bernie is lying about Bernie's plan. Bernie wrote Medicare for All. Bernie has said that it will cost $31 trillion. He's come up with 16 of that $31 trillion. That's half. And he does that by taxing people that are making less than $30,000 a year. But at least he's being honest about his plan. Others that have signed on have said sort of magically this will all take care of itself. Just to give you a sense of a frame of reference here.
So to be clear, though, are you saying Senator sure. Warren is not being honest about her plan?
I think she's not being honest about her plan. And I think her plan, which costs $33 trillion, is the equivalent of 70% of all the taxes that the federal government will collect over the next 10 years. I mean, it is a massive increase in taxes to this country. And it hasn't been explained to the American people. It's a soundbite.
It is a soundbite. And, of course, she's not being honest. Kind of a silly question. If she's not answering the question, how is she being honest about answering the question? If she refuses to answer it altogether. Now let's go up to the president. The president about the Democrats and their viciousness and the fact they have nothing to offer except plans they can't tell you how they're going to pay for. Bite number five with the president. Go.
Well, I think the Democrats fight dirty. I think the Democrats are lousy politicians with lousy policy. They want open borders. They don't care about crime. They want sanctuary cities. They don't care about drugs. They don't care about almost anything. They don't care about USMCA. How about that? I think they're lousy politicians. But two things they have. They're vicious, and they stick together. They don't have Mitt Romney in their midst. They don't have people like that. They stick together. You never see them break off. You never see somebody go out. And that's why I respected so much what I watched with Will Hurd today, because he was one of the few that didn't seem to be there. And yet he made a statement. He said, well, I haven't seen any complaints whatsoever from the Ukrainians. I mean, the Ukrainians didn't complain, and they didn't tell any of our ambassadors.
They don't have Mitt Romney. Unlucky for them. Unlucky for them. And I'm going to give you the final bite from the president, just because it's kind of telling. What's impeachment about? Bite six. Go.
This thing is all about a letter that was perfect. You never hear the letter anymore. It was all about whistleblowers. You never hear. What happened to the whistleblower? They're gone because they've been discredited. What happened to the informant? And where is the IG? Why didn't the IG read the letter, read the transcript? He could have gotten it, I guess, I assume. I would have declassified it for him if I had to do that. Why didn't he read this and then see that the whistleblower's account was totally different than the letter? Then he would have said, oh, there's no problem here. The whistleblower gave a false account. Now you have to say, well, do we have to protect somebody that gave a false account? You know, these whistleblowers, they have them like they're angels, okay? So do we have to protect somebody that gave a totally false account of my conversation? I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. You tell me. What do we have to do here to make this make sense? What do we have to do here to make this right? Well, makes some good points, doesn't he? Where is the whistleblower? Which was gossip, or wasn't whistleblower? Where's the second whistleblower? Where's that person? Everybody's missing. Where is everybody? Apparently in the basement of the Capitol working on impeachment, but for what cause? I don't know. Steve Gruber Show back after this.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat. For its exceptional warmth and its friendly service, Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.